Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Don't Go and Enjoy Presents here on blogtalkradio.com, also BGE Radio out of Atlanta, Georgia today. We've got a very, very interesting guest. I'm happy to have her on the broadcast. Robin Hatcher joins us today. She is an amazing, amazing person. We've had her on our other broadcasts in the past, and I wanted to get her on today to talk about everything that she's doing, and she's got some incredible work out there. Robin, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm excellent, James. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just doing a little radio show here. now, Robin, talk to me about a little on your background, first of all, to set things up for our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, my background is I like to call it a long and winding road, and everybody's backgrounds can be like that. It's like I started off as an incredibly shy youngster, going to Catholic school, not speaking until I was 2 years old. And then not speaking clearly after that even. And that made me incredibly shy. So I garnered the nickname of shy as a child, in so much that the people that I knew, my family, everybody knew me as shy and signed Christmas cards and introduced me as shy. And that was my name for a good 12 years of my life. And I realized during that time that communication was very interesting and complicated. And since I wasn't expected to speak, I got to observe a lot. And I watched a lot of the way communication was handled, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I learned a lot that way. And at some point I thought, you know, I really want to be able to do this. I want to be able to have a conversation with someone. I want to be able to start a conversation and not have that expectation that I was too shy to approach. So what happened to me was in high school, I heard an announcement for a play audition at the high school down the street from me. It was very important that it was the high school down the street. It was a boys' school. I went to an all-girls school. My sister was at my school. I didn't want anyone to know what I was up to because I was afraid that they would talk me out of it or they would be so surprised that I would not follow through with it. So what I did was I secretly researched a monologue, couldn't find one that I liked, wrote my own monologue, went to the audition, did the monologue, and was cast in this play, which in a role that was huge. It was a very large role, and it was a very powerful role. So I got to use so much of the communication that I'd feel like had been stifled for 14 years of my life. And I feel like that's how I got the part, because in the audition I just poured all of that out. Fast forward to right now, what I do is I help people bring out their inner passion, their inner value, and speak on face-to-face communication. So I teach public speaking, I teach communication skills, I teach presentations, I teach I help anyone improve, or what I call elevate, the way that they communicate in face-to-face.
We've got Robin Hatcher joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents. Robin Hatcher is featured on About.com. Talk is cheap, communication is priceless. She has a tremendous book. It's a great new book. It's called Standing Ovation Presentations. And you can get more information at speaketc.com. And Robin, talk to us about this book. Let's chat about the book here. This is a great, great tool for people to be able to use this in marketing and strategy and everything. Let's break the book down.
Exactly. So many books written about presentation skills and public speaking fall into the one-size-fits-all category. What I wanted to do is explode the myth of the one-size-fits-all, in that we have very unique characteristics, whether we were born with them, whether we learned them as a child, whether they were adopted in a certain work environment or environmental situation. We all have a unique set of tools. And as such, we have a unique communication style based on that set of tools, which is going to be the most effective and the most authentic for us. What I like to do is I broke down 9 different communication styles so that you can find your style within one of those 9 types. And those 9 types are patterned after the types that you might find on television or in film, because my background, as well as being an actor, was as a writer. I wrote for the soap operas, I wrote for the film, and I wrote for stage. And so when you think about it, like a question that I sometimes ask is, like, if your life were a soap opera, what character would you be? You know, would you be the girl next door? Would you be the villainess, or would you be the sex symbol? Those are the types that are outlined in my book. There are 9 of them: the comic, the curmudgeon, the grumpy old man kind of a guy or gal. And when you know what type you are, then what I do is I teach you how to elevate the strengths of that type, because they all have specific strengths and they all have weaknesses, and each type has a weakness, which I call the fatal flaws. And when you know those 2 things, and then you take direction, I give you direction in the book, I give you director's notes about how you can then improve any of the fatal flaws and even elevate more your strengths and qualities. So, and then the book becomes a primer for how to create effective content for your communication, then how to actually put it on its feet, how to stand, how to use your voice, how to pause, all of that stuff. It's a step-by-step primer on how to do great, effective communication.
We've got Robin Hatcher joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents. And Standing Ovation Presentations is a tremendous, tremendous book. It is out everywhere. And Robin can be found on her website at speaketc.com. That's speaketc.com. Now, Robin, talk to me a little bit about marketing and promotion and things of that nature, and how it relates to what you do.
Right. Yeah, I'm very... Nowadays, there's such an input or impact or an insistent or focus on personal branding. You know, everybody wants to be their own personal brand, whether you work in a corporation, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're just a Joe Schmo. It's like, who do I stand for? What do I stand for? What I do with the actor types and all of my presentation skills is I have you identify the tiny things that make you stand out, and then you want to harness that and work with it. So that it is, as a marketing tool, what you would do is then I have a quiz on my online which you can take. It's like a 5-minute quiz that you can take to find out what actor type you are. And the first question is 3 adjectives that people would think about you after they meet you for the first time. Now, that's a really important question, and I hopefully people, when they take the quiz, answer it honestly, because the question is not what would you like people to think about you when they meet you for the first time, because those are 2 different things. What you want to do is really find out from friends, neighbors, whatever, and you get it from time to time. It's like, oh, you know, when I first met you, you seemed a little stuck up. When I first met you, you seemed a little shy. All of those things, that's information that you need to know about yourself. And when you know about yourself, you can then either craft that, either try to push that to the sideline or elevate it to a level that is more effective. And so one of the things about marketing is to really dig in and find out those adjectives about you. Once you find out those adjectives, make sure that every single piece of your marketing is consistent, because the thing about communication is people will believe what they see and what they hear way before they believe the words coming out of your mouth. So that if your website looks a certain way, if your dress is a certain way, if your posture is a certain way, if your voice sounds a certain way, if the voice on your video sounds a certain way, they're going to use all of that information to color the actual content of the words that you're saying. So you could craft the most brilliant marketing pitch. You know, there are so many pitch books out there. You can word it up and load it and do all the SEO. But if your visual is not consistent with that pitch, people are going to be confused, and people are going to believe what they see over what they hear. And if what they see is very different from what they hear from you, they're going to be so confused that they're not going to be able to work with you.
We've got Robin Hatcher with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents. And Robin Hatcher can be found at speaketc.com. That's speaketc.com. She's also got the book Standing Ovation Presentations, and she's featured at About.com. Talk is cheap, communication is priceless. Robin Hatcher with us today. We were talking about marketing and branding and things there, and that's sort of what we do each and every week here. We bring in experts to chat with us about branding and marketing. First of all, break it down as far as branding. You touched on that a little bit earlier. How can people use this book and use some of your methods to help their personal brand?
Well, like I said, once you identify who you are and what you are, so for instance, one of my actor types is a superhero. Superheroes are noted for having a lot of energy. They are very dogged about facts and about getting, righting wrongs, fighting injustices. There's that whole, when you think of a superhero, of course, you think of Superman, you think of Wonder Woman, all those people, it's like, yes, you're going to burst into a room and fix everything. If that's your default actor type, there's a very strong branding message around that that you can then use. So, for instance, if you are really, really super much of a superhero, I would even maybe have one of those superhero illustrations in some of your branding messaging. And when you start to talk about your business, you're going to have a certain amount of that intensity around it so that you can stand behind it. Your brand is going to be brighter in color and stronger. You don't want to have, if you're a superhero, you're not going to use pastels on your website or pastels in anything that you do, really, because that's not representing you clearly and authentically. And so for superheroes, I would really break it down to how you're dressing and how you're presenting yourself so that everything is representative of who it is you are and what it is that you do. And make sure also that the messaging reflects that part of your personality. Now, the issue is if your business doesn't reflect that personality, then maybe there's something, there's a mismatch or an incongruency. But I will guarantee you that when I work with people one-on-one, I can find in your business a way that you can represent it that is consistent and cogent between you and your business and your branding. That make sense?
Oh, yes, very much so. We've got Robin Hatcher with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents. Proud to be featured over there at About.com. It's Robin Hatcher. She is an amazing individual. SpeakETC.com is her website. Standing Ovation Presentations is the latest book. Now, we were talking there about branding. Talk to me about marketing your brand, because there's all sorts of ways you can market your personal brand and your professional brand.
Right. I'll start with the personal brand, and that I like the most because your personal brand is tied to your personality again, and I mean they're both tied to your personality, but that one more so. For example, when I go to a networking event, I don't go in as owner of SpeakETC who's ready to train. I go in as Robin Hatcher, who has a great personality, who likes or is interested in people and is very friendly. And so I will walk in, and the thing about personal branding, you have to wear it with you all the time. I just found a quote from Sammy Davis Jr. Hopefully people still remember who he is. But he said, it's like, as soon as you walk out of the door, you're on, baby, you're on. And that's the idea that as a business owners, we have to really grapple with and embrace. As soon as you walk out of the door, you are on. And so what are you bringing with you when you walk out that door? You want to bring with you a sense of purpose and a sense, and what your purpose is to help people. Your purpose is not to get clients. It's not to get customers. It's not to add to your mailing list. It's not to collect a huge amount of business cards and let them sit in your inbox. What your purpose is to figure out what it is that you do that can help and fill a need of what it is somebody else does. So when I walk into a room, it's like I walk in with my personality and I have a conversation with someone. If it turns to business, that's great, because then I can talk, once I've had this conversation, then I can figure out if there is a need for what it is that I do. And if that need is there, that other person will pick up on it and we'll talk about it, we'll chat about it. If it's not there, sometimes we'll just have a great conversation and not even need to talk about my business, because I feel like, what, you know, it doesn't matter. I really would rather find out more about this person. And I'm telling you, so many times that has happened in weeks, months, and sometimes years. I have gotten calls 2 years after an event that said, this person said, I remembered you because you were so passionate about communication. And there was no talk about, I want you to work with me, no hard sell, but I was remembered because I was consistent with what it is that I love, what it is that I'm passionate about. And so that's what I feel like you need to take with you all the time. And the same is true with your professional marketing. If you're great on, I mean, because so much marketing is face-to-face, and that's what I believe, and that's why the personal marketing, when I talk about it that way, it's like all networking, presentations, all of that, that's how you do it. Professional marketing, of course, you can pay gazillions of dollars to someone, or you can do, with all the social media out there nowadays, it's really great to work those methods. Now, it takes a lot of time. Right now, I've hired an assistant that will help me with my personal marketing. There are a lot of people out there. There are a lot of companies out there that will help you do tweeting, help you do Facebook, and help you with your LinkedIn profile. So I really, there are a lot of people that I would recommend for that, and because you cannot, the bottom line is you can't do it all yourself. You do need to market, but you can't do it all yourself.
We've got Robin Hatcher with us today. SpeakETC.com is the website. Now, talk to us about some of the different services that you provide and some of the different things that you do over there with the website and how it relates to your book.
Yeah, my website is full of, I have an entire video series on nonverbal communication because, as I mentioned before, I really strongly believe of the importance. It's almost 90% of your communication is nonverbal. So I have a video series that was produced by a company called Do It in Person, and that has lots of tips on it about how you stand, how you sit, what you look for, how you use your voice, how you gesture, all of that. The other thing that I do is I will do presentations for corporations, training their entire staff on the importance and the intricacies of all kinds of presentations. Sometimes it's presentations. Sometimes I have a workshop that I call Communication Elevation. So that's for mid-level employees who may need to interact in interpersonal ways with their colleagues, clients, a sales team, their individual bosses, get more leadership skills. Those are things that I will then coach and do a workshop on that, four, 6-hour workshops, really getting them to work individually on the message of the company, on how best to communicate, whether it's handling difficult conversations or whether it's handling talking about the mission of the company. That's one leg of my business. And then, of course, I have the executive coaching for those same corporations. Sometimes I'll go in and I'll do a large workshop for a company, and then individually I'll work with an individual who may be struggling with their leadership skills or may want to just get to the next level of leadership and need stronger communication skills in order to do that. Then I have my other pocket, which are the entrepreneurs and the small business people who come to me if they have a presentation that they need to work on, if they have a sticky issue in their business that they want to pitch, if they have a pitching contest to do. For example, I had an entrepreneur come to me who was a very well-spoken entrepreneur, and she came to me to help her with her elevator pitch because she was entering pitching contest for her business. She went on to win over 7 pitching contests with the information that I gave her and the help that I gave her in the delivery, the content, and the focus of that elevator pitch. So those are some of the things that I will do for interviews, people who are going back into the job market or have to deal with the media. I will coach them on how to talk to the media, how to have a successful job interview.
We've got Robin Hatcher with us today here on the big broadcast. We've got about 10 minutes left to go here with Robin. SpeakETC.com is her website. That's SpeakETC.com. Now, talk to me about this book and how this relates, I guess, to some of the things that you're doing. Is there any type of follow-ups or any type of more information people can get once they've purchased and read the book?
That's very interesting you say that, because I just, as finished talking, I thought, I forgot to mention that I am starting a teleseries class so that people from all over the country will be able to attend a course which I'm calling Speak You. Get your actor type together and speak you. So what that will entail is a live interactive teleseries where people can call in. I will give an overview of the actor types and how best to really elevate the way that they're doing it. People have read the book already. They can come in and ask me any question that they have about their communication issues. And if they take the quiz and find out these nuances of how to communicate. So one of the things that we find is, like, you may have a default type that is very strong, but you know what? Maybe that's not working for you anymore. Just like I was totally born shy. That didn't work for me anymore. So I had to work at creating different techniques and different skills and different ways of being so that I could change that actor type of being that shy ingenue or shy innocent, as it's called, into being a hero or a buddy that I am today. So when during the telesummit, we'll give you information on how you can then polish some of the skills that you have or borrow some skills from another type that you can then start to exercise and exercise and exercise, because it's a muscle. You can use the muscle of, like, okay, this is not working for me. Let me try on this hat. Okay, oh, this feels great. This is going to be much more consistent and much more coherent with who I want to be and who my business is. So that's what some of the things that we'll be doing in the telesummit.
We've got Robin Hatcher joining us today. SpeakETC.com is our website. That's SpeakETC.com. There's a lot of people out there who they do not understand communication, or they can't seem to wrap their head around communication. How easy for those people is this book going to be for them to read?
That's what I love about my book. I'm not just taking personally, but because it's broken down and very, very simple and easy to read. Everyone who I've heard that have read it so far and have reviewed it so far say the same thing, that I've broken it down and make it so understandable because I'm using an analogy that we are so familiar with. We have been watching television, watching movies for years and years and years. What I do is I break it down, and the whole analogy is based on how you would create a screenplay or a movie. So you not only are you learning how to communicate, but you have a little bit of an inside track into what it's like to create a screenplay, you know, because I have it modeled after that. So for people like that, now the other thing about, as you mentioned, people do have a difficult thing about communication, believing the importance of it. And I am a nerd for learning about and studying and research neuroscience. So the book is also filled with a lot of examples and statistics based from the neuroscience industry and the neuroscience world that really talks about the psychology of the brain, the chemistry of the brain, and why communication is why it is, why it's so important to do certain things or be certain ways, because there's a chemical that gets released in the listener's brain that is going to make it much more easier for them if you do blank rather than if you do blank. So those are some of the things that make it more easily digestible, because you can understand it, you can relate to it. It's not just data, and it's not dry at all. It's very fun. It's a quick and easy read, and it's also filled with facts and statistics that invite you to say, try this on, because it kind of makes sense.
We've got an amazing guest with us today. Robin Hatcher joins us. Robin, it seems to me that the world of communication is changing all the time, from Twitter to Facebook to email to all these things. One of my big pet peeves is people communicating with me exclusively on Facebook. I often wonder, you had to have an email address to sign up for the account. Why can't you communicate through email? First of all, let's tackle that.
That is so funny that you said that, because just yesterday I wrote a Facebook post that said, quote, "I feel like I'm getting an F in Facebook 101 when my friends seem to be acing it. I'm thinking of dropping the course." Because I feel the same way. There's so much, I mean, I feel like there's so much time spent, and you have to log onto Facebook, you have to sift through all this stuff. You have to communicate that way. And to me, it's a huge issue for me. I don't enjoy it. And people, I've heard people talk about social media and the different social media outlets and how different people respond completely differently to different types. And the Facebook, and so once I posted that, somebody wrote back, well, you know, Facebook is more conversational and LinkedIn is more business and where you can post. It's like, I know all that. But why do I want to have a conversation with somebody online or reach out to somebody online when I can either send them an email or talk to them on the phone or ask them out for coffee? You know, granted, a lot of people use Facebook because they are far away from their homes or their friends, and they're in different countries, different states. That's fine. But if you're not, I agree with you. Send me an email. Pick up the phone.
It's that simple. That simple. We've got Robin Hatcher with us today here in the big broadcast, and Robin is available on the internet. She has a tremendous, tremendous book out there. It's called Standing Ovation Presentations. SpeakETC.com is her website. That's SpeakETC.com. Robin Hatcher with us today. She's also featured at About.com. Now, as we wrap up here, and kind of we were talking there a little bit about Facebook and all these things. One thing that I find, and I have to explain this to a lot of people a lot of times. I won't with you because you're a communication expert. But when I get on Facebook, I always get these messages. Like, for instance, someone I corresponded with here in a few moments ago. I had sent them an email about an open slot that we had for a concert series that we're doing as a community concert series, and I preferenced it with Michelle, comma, which is her name, and then I put the message at the bottom. She always writes back the answer to the question, but she never addresses me. And then I had someone explain to me the other day, or I had someone ask me the other day, why is it you always tell people their name when you talk to them? Why do you always say sincerely at the end? Well, when I write these messages on Facebook, I write them like I would be writing a letter.
Right.
What are people missing nowadays with this?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, things are shifting, and they feel like it's like the wild, wild west. You know, it's like when people went out west, they were like, oh, we're going to make things all different and change and everything, and we're going to leave those stuffy British people back where they were. And I feel like there's a bunch of people that are feeling like that about social media. It's like, this is the wild west. Don't bring your stuffy stuff with you to the wild west. But what it does is it depersonalizes the communication to the point where, I mean, and I know exactly what you mean, is because you're looking at that, it's like, well, what if they're not really talking to me? The thing is, we are wired to expect certain things, and when we don't get what we expect, these little voices creep up and start to question. And so even though you know that message is directed to you, there's a little voice in you that says, okay, she didn't use my name. What does that mean? So all that time could be eliminated by just adding back some of the stuff. You know, England wasn't so bad with everything. You know, the Cowboys didn't have everything, right? You know, so why don't, you know, I see that there's a way to mix both of those and be respectful also, again, with that authenticity and consistency with who it is that you're speaking to, and respect that if somebody wants to do that, there's a reason why they're doing it, and why don't you match it so that you then are in rapport, as we call it in the communication world, because otherwise you're out of rapport. And that becomes a very a non-trusting relationship.
Robin Hatcher's been our guest today here on the big broadcast. I want to thank Robin for joining us. And you can get more information on this incredible individual over at her website, speaketc.com. The book, Standing Ovation Presentations, is available right now. Robin Hatcher's been our guest. Robin, thanks for being on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And we will talk to you soon. I enjoyed the conversation.
I enjoyed it as well. Thank you.
Definitely. We'll talk to you soon, Robin. Have yourself a wonderful day.
All right,
day.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you much. Robin Hatcher with us today here on the broadcast. We are going to talk to you next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents. If you want to get more information on us, it's Build, Grow, and Enjoy on the internet. We've got more next week on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Get down.
Show.